a healthy morning bike ride.
You want to go for a bike ride?
You woke up and you weren't dry.
We are.
Something that you guys do often?
We do, yeah. Thank you, guys. I have to go speak with the health department now.
Nurse Casey Hickox challenged authorities and took this ride, observed by a crowd of reporters, to show that despite being in contact with Ebola victims as a healthcare worker, she was no threat to anyone's health. In response, the state of Maine obtained a court order that temporarily limits Nurse Hickox's movements, requires her to undergo direct active monitoring, not to use public transportation, not to visit workplaces, and whenever in public, to remain at least 3 feet away from any other individual. Can the freedom-seeking nurse and the possibly overly careful authorities both be right here? Arthur Kaplan is head of the Division of Medical Ethics at the NYU Langone Medical Center. He joins me now. Welcome, Art.
Thank you.
This bike ride here, harmless but controversial at the same time. Is that fair?
I think it's fair. If it was harmful, she probably just wiped out about half the American press corps because they were within 3 feet of her and somebody saw it touch her. So, you know, if you believe some, that was something that should lead to all of them in moon suits.
But even touching her.
Even under strict quarantine, you can jog, you can bike ride, you can come out. There's no airborne risk here. So the bike ride, healthy for her, no risk to anybody.
Although she is not helping anyone by creating this controversy. Local authorities are pursuing a court order to enforce her quarantine. She talked to the health department, so she clearly knows that she's defying authority on some level. What do you make of that?
Well, you know, she's got a case. I think if the governor of Maine goes to court, he's going to lose. The way quarantine works, strict quarantine confinement, is you're supposed to use the least possible invasive alternative, the thing that restricts your liberty the least. Mm-hmm. He can put her, you know, she can just say, I'm going to monitor myself. If I get symptoms, then I'll be infectious. Otherwise, leave me alone. And I think the court will be persuaded. I don't think the state's going to win this. But that aside, she's clearly freaking people out. People are nervous. There's a lot of public panic out there. The governors, by screaming about quarantine, aren't helping that because it makes it sound
like,
you got to lock her up or she's going to be Typhoid Mary. Still, voluntary isolation, monitor yourself. That would be the right strategy for anybody who's been exposed to someone with Ebola.
Part of my gut says, you know, why do this, Casey? You know, just stay home and wait it out. But part of me says, you know, we're right back in the AIDS days. You know,
and
it's just all about this crazy fear and parents saying, I don't want my kids going to school with other kids. And
I'm not living next door.
She's right to push this, maybe.
Well, there is. We're certainly back in the AIDS days, the panic days of AIDS when everybody wondered, can I drink coffee from the same cup? Can you send your kid to school with me? All the worries and concerns when we didn't really believe what the experts said, that you could only get it by sex. It was another one of these body fluid exchange things, like Ebola. I understand why she's got her position. I really do. But I think it would be easier if she kept having a press conference from her house saying, I'm not infectious. Anyone who wants to come in here, you're welcome to come visit me. I'll talk to whoever comes. You know, we got off on the whole wrong foot here. We should treat these people, the healthcare workers, who are, by the way, the people at real risk because they are exposed to the fluids. We should treat them like heroes and basically put them in an R&R respite situation. You know, let's get them take out and do everything that can make a pleasant 3 week vacation for them. Pay them.
Here's Dr. Anthony Fauci, who's basically the chief healthcare public health authority in the United States right now. He's been with the National Institute of Health for a long, long time. Here's Fauci speaking about this.
I don't fault those who feel that a quarantine is necessary because I think they're acting in good faith. The only thing is I don't think it's based on what we know about the scientific data.
And, you know, the kind of people who are healthcare workers in a place like West Africa, they're going to be tough. They're going to be renegades. They're going to be people who defy authority. They're going to be risk takers. But I don't think they're necessarily going to be taking risks with other people's lives. So maybe we should give her the benefit of the doubt here.
Well, they're certainly not going to be taking risks with other people's lives. That's what led them to the hellhole that is West Africa these days with collapsing hospital systems and serious chances of getting Ebola because so many people are infected. The other thing to keep in mind is they're not going to lie about their own status because they've seen Ebola. So they're going to be first, you know, going at rocket speed to get to a hospital if they show any signs of infection. Treat them like heroes. Set up a vacation kind of situation. And then let's get a consistent message here. You know, you hear the Army say we're quarantining everybody. The governors are screaming we have to quarantine in many states. The White House is saying we don't think so. Fauci, CDC saying, well, that doesn't square with the facts. So could we get everybody on the same page about this? It isn't infectious, but if you want to manage fear rather than Ebola, then you could ask people to isolate voluntarily. But it's for fear. It has nothing to do with Ebola.
You know, since this is taking place in New England, you know, it has a little bit of the Paul Revere feel to it. Listen to Casey Hickox talking about what it is she's doing. I mean, yes, she's talking about taking a sort of nature ride here, but she's really sort of laying out the politics of her position on public health.
Casey, how's it feel to be out in the fresh air?
It feels amazing, guys.
Why'd you decide to do it?
You know, because we just wanted to enjoy this beautiful day.
How far are you going?
Not very far. We're about to turn around and go back.
Why this? No, okay. Why a bike ride?
This is something my partner and I like to do. Since we've moved here, this has been our trail.
Are you afraid with the state police around?
I'm not afraid.
Have you heard anything from your lawyer?
I sure haven't. Nope, we're still waiting to hear from the state of Maine to see what they want to do. I hope that we can continue negotiations and work this out amicably.
Actually, the reporters in that situation aren't as confrontational as I would have expected.
They seem pretty supportive of her, in fact, right? I mean, you're sort of getting this, oh, you know, we see you're out this way. I think some in the media are starting to understand, some, that she isn't an infection risk, that she is, in a way, making a statement to try and calm people to say, look, I'm healthy, I tested negative, I don't have any symptoms, you can't get anything from me. She's trying in her way not only to assert her rights, but I think to counteract this fear-mongering that we've seen go on from some of the government officials. By the way, it's interesting. You know, probably 50 of them have come back to this country and are wandering the geography. No one covered them. I mean, they've been coming back. I had two of my own students come back from Liberia who no one did a story about. So if there were infection, I think we'd be seeing the outcome of that already. That aside, I'm afraid I don't think she's going to get what she wants from this, if you will, demonstration or trying to be a spokesperson for the science. I see polls, 80%, 85% of Americans want quarantine. They're afraid of this disease. The fear is big. It may be lost.
The ethics of taking a calm and measured view of quarantine. Arthur Kaplan is the head of the Division of Medical Ethics at the NYU Langone Medical Center. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.